All right, that was Norm Adams, and now we're going to hit the home run hitter, the cleanup batter, Jay Jacobson. Jay single-handedly has developed the MRA, which is the apartment building that's setting the mark in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and Jay's getting ready to do another one. We're going to talk about what his thoughts are on downtown Fort Lauderdale right now.
So we're here today with Jay Jacobson of Eden Multifamily. We're talking urban residential and suburban residential development with the man, the oracle himself, Jay Jacobson. How many thousands of units have you built, Jay?
25,000 plus or minus, but I'm old.
Yeah, you are an old man.
I've been doing it for a while.
You are an old man, and you got a great house in the Keys, too, to go relax. So you got to work in there. So what do you see in the future of urban development? You know, you hear all these people talking about micro units, traffic. You know, what do you see as the future in urban residential?
Well, I think what people do in South Florida is they make their housing decisions based on traffic patterns now. I grew up in Miami, and I used to be able to actually move around. You know, these days you make every single decision on what you do during the day on where I'm going to get stuck, how I'm not going to get stuck, how do I get around I-95, and where do I end up.
100%.
So there are certain urban areas that have grown, that are going to continue to grow, and there's certain suburban areas, and I don't call them suburban areas anymore. I mean, Sunrise has an urban center. Hialeah is developing urban centers. So, you know, South Florida has turned into one urbanized area.
Miami Beach mayor wants to do one on 41st Street, Arthur Godfrey Road now, which is interesting. So then what you're talking about is sort of high activity, centralized locations, which are kind of have all the land uses and all the different things, shopping, office, all together.
Exactly. I think the days of single purpose land use designations are over, or should be over. There is no reason to segregate housing from commercial, from retail, from entertainment districts. No one wants that anymore. There's new generations of people coming up that enjoy walking, they enjoy short drives, they enjoy different types of commutes, and they don't want to travel long distances. It's a waste of time.
Well, we're at an event here today, the BizNow event. We'll give high five to Adriana for getting everybody together here in Broward, talking about Broward. And inevitably, when people talk about multifamily, somebody goes micro units. Today they said, what about micro units? I was sitting in the back, and I said, oh, everybody turned around. You know, what about micro units? And then I'm starting to hear a new concept, which is more of a open dorm-like situation where you have three or four bedrooms sharing common areas.
Look, I, you know, may be from a different generation.
You are from a different generation.
But I tend to look at micro units as serving a purpose in incredibly high cost areas that have very high paying jobs and lots of them and lack of land. They work in New York, Seattle, maybe San Francisco. They have and I've been involved as an investor in a number of these projects. They have an incredibly high turnover rate. People do not like living long term in 200 to 300 square foot.
Really?
That are essentially hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So in South Florida, to think that you're building a micro unit just to deliver a cheaper product is I think a fallacy. I think what you're doing is you're building a future hotel.
Well, now it looks like there are larger unit buildings, such as your Amaray project that you built up in Fort Lauderdale, has great market acceptance, and those are big, expensive units.
I think there's a market in every submarket for larger units that are a little bit more expensive to supply the aging baby boomer, leading edge of the baby boomer population. People are moving out of 2,000-4,000 square foot houses, don't want to move into a 900 square foot two bedroom.
So, Jay, where do you think the next hot market is going to be in South Florida?
Everywhere other than where I'm building right now, so everyone needs to go there and leave us alone. But in reality, I think Broward County is going to outshine Dade and Palm Beach County over the next 5 to 7 years.
Thank you so much, Jay Jacobson. Now go speak to the rest of the world at the event. I want to thank again Adriana, Salucci, and BizNow for getting us together today with Jay Jacobson. More after this.